Well, since it's not based on any evidence, and it was a rush to judgment, it bespeaks an agenda. There's an agenda here for regime change. It has nothing to do with whether chemical weapons were used or not, but it has everything to do with a continuation of this incredibly flawed policy of regime change in the region, which brought us a disaster in Iraq, a disaster in Libya, is working on a disaster in Syria. It's not in the interest of the American people, nor of the whole region and the world, but this is what we're left with. And the chances of that attack being what's known as a false flag, that it could have come from rebels or ISIS, al-Qaeda, al-Nusra, are even better than that it could have come from the government. My belief is that Donald Trump doesn't have the political experience to really understand the forces inside the Pentagon, the State Department, and the CIA who try to manipulate leaders in order to bring about policies that are based in ideology or are based in personal grudges or are based in trying to help certain corporate interests. So the president at this moment probably doesn't have a clue as to what's going on, except he saw pictures of babies who were killed, right? And that moved him emotionally. Well, that's important that we have leaders who have that kind of capacity where they will respond to human suffering.
Dennis, I call bullshit. You're being far too generous to Trump. This is the guy who didn't bat an eye when his commando raid in Yemen that was decided over a White House dinner led to the deaths of innocent civilians, including an American, the daughter of Anwar al-Awlaki. And this is the guy who won't let a single Syrian woman or child refugee in the country. This is a guy who responded with 59 Tomahawks, and four children were killed at the airbase that he chose to strike.
Well, wait, you know, you cut me off, so let me finish.
I'm sorry.
Would that he have had the same sympathy and sensitivity to the over 1,000 people who were killed by U.S. airstrikes in the past month that have occurred on his watch? The people, the Yemenis who were whose boat was attacked, and dozens of people were killed in a attack by a Apache helicopter that was owned by the Saudis, something we sold them. So the emotional coloration that the White House puts on this needs also to be informed by facts, and how much better would have been, instead of striking Syria, to push for an international inquiry. And the fact that that wasn't done, Peter, leads me to believe that, again, this was an agenda. It had nothing to do with what happened on the ground.